Small sanctuaries in our urban landscape can be a lifeline for wildlife, experts tell us. But they're frequently under pressure, and that's the situation for a small wetland that has become a sanctuary for migratory birds and an endangered frog in Western Sydney. The 10 square hectare space has been earmarked for development. Sarah Maunder reports.
Time is running out for locals to save this small patch of land about 60 kilometres west of Sydney. Maureen Harper is part of the Cumberland Conservation Network, the group behind the rescue campaign.
We're just walking down a little lane which leads towards the Riverstone Wetlands. It's the end of Park Road in Marsden Park, and it is the most amazing example of the Cumberland Plain woodland vegetation.
The wetlands were originally built as evaporation ponds for the Riverstone Meatworks, but when the abattoir closed in the 1980s, the shallow ponds became a habitat for birds and the endangered green and golden bell frog. The Cumberland Conservation Network says the Riverstone Wetlands is one of the last areas where the frog can be found in Western Sydney.
Migratory birds that do visit, and they come from as far away as Japan, China, Russia and New Zealand. 10 of those birds that come here are actually protected under federal government agreement with those countries' migratory agreements. Some of the important ones are the Pacific Golden Plover, Sharp-tailed Sandpiper, the Wood Sandpiper and Latham Snipe.
But the ponds could soon disappear with plans to develop the site into an area known as the Marsden Park North Master Plan by the New South Wales government that includes housing, playing fields and a commercial site. The ponds are proposed to be bulldozed to make room for the development. In a statement, the Department of Planning and Environment says it commissioned an independent review into the wetlands that found keeping the ponds would have significant public health and safety issues for future residents. There's a risk the ponds could become contaminated. Mosquitoes that breed there can spread disease and water overflow due to pond wall failure or overtopping. The department says it has proposed to build a new habitat nearby to accommodate the wildlife before the current ponds are removed. It says plans for the area are still being finalised, but Maureen Harper says it's a nervous wait.
We have no idea at this stage. The draft master plan has been on display and the submissions finished prior to September, October last year. At this stage, as far as we understand, it could be gazetted in 5 minutes, 5 weeks, year and a half. So we are hoping that doesn't happen.
Mark Fuller is also with the Cumberland Conservation Network, a long-time Western Sydney resident and an avid bird watcher. He worries the wildlife won't use the new area.
I am sceptical, basically because nature, it's like if you found a place that's so good and so fantastic, there's no other place in Western Sydney like it, why would you then think that you'll be able to create somewhere just as good as that?
Mark Fuller says there's a lesson to be learned about future development in Western Sydney.
Instead of carrying on at this breakneck speed and losing things that we're not even aware of, if we can just stop and rest for a while and maybe look around and look at what we've got and maybe change the mindset to appreciate the rarer Australian wildlife and do what we can to preserve it in our urban habitats.
Conservationist Mark Fuller, Sarah Maunder, our reporter.